Go on then, kick her off.
No, that's you, man.
I think I kicked off.
No, you didn't.
Who then kicked off the last one?
Me. Thank you. See?
Is it?
Yeah, bro. It's cool though. You can do it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another one, and this one is exciting. For why? We have a very close friend of ours. He is an international superstar and a very humble man. He goes by the name of Edge.
Yo, Edge, yes. Flyboy, Mac Daddy with the juice.
Yeah.
This is very, very nice because the people, the viewers, them, the listeners, they might not know, but we're all quite close.
100%.
How are you, my brother?
I'm nice, you know. I've been really excited for this, you know. Yeah. Oh, God, I have. I swear to God.
Like, it's good that I've got my brother here. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
This is where we could go wrong as well, though.
Yeah, it could go left.
You mean, because we're just going to end up waffling about something.
Yeah, but we're going to watch the edit and make sure that it's not crazy. Yeah. You see, off the camera conversations can never be seen in the light.
Yeah.
We don't mend though. But obviously we're going to try and have a nice little balance where we have a bit of fun, but not too much fun.
Yeah.
Can I just say something really like soft before we start?
Go on.
I really enjoy being with you lot.
That's proper nice. Like, yeah, I couldn't even hide it.
No, I do. Because I was waiting for you to slag me off then.
I love you, bro. Trust me. That, didn't it? I love you, man.
Yeah, nah, it's nice. Especially like, coming from Manchester, when I come here, I'm like, yeah, can definitely shout out these, man.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, every time he comes down, I have to link him.
Yeah, vice versa. I remember the first time, actually, we got close, you know, when I clocked, he loved me. Mm. He invited me into his family home. I met Pops, sis, mum. Mum's making me lattes. See? Oh, big up the family. But what, you ain't been in the yard?
Don't go on like that, like I wouldn't invite him to the
yard. But why ain't you?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm hardly a man if I'm very honest.
Yeah. Can't fit on my driver.
Yeah, mental. They don't even know he had that as well. Oh, now shit, you know.
That's getting bleeped.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
They don't even know that he's got that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So how are we kicking this off, Chunka Ranka?
We're going to kick this off with a little tier list. Yeah. We're going to have 5 girls.
Mm.
Yeah, blind rank. You have to say from 1 to 5. You don't know what girl's coming up next.
All right.
So if I say a Len girl last, and there's no space for her, she has to be
5.
There you go.
All right, cool. But I see this type of stuff on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this.
All right, so let's check the list.
Right, go for it.
All right, this is lit though, man. It's nice to have H on, man.
I even remember when you came to my gaff.
Yeah.
It was just on a random one, wasn't it? And one of my sisters was at the top of the stairs and you walked in and you was like, hi, everyone. And you probably didn't even clock like proper, but my sister almost fainted in at the top of the stairs.
Do you know what your sister done? I hate that I get so emotional, man.
What?
Does my head in. Why am I so emotional?
Yeah, no,
do you know what your sister done for, man, bro? Yeah. She drew me.
She did, didn't she?
Like, she spent hours in her room and then she's come down. She's gone, here, Philly, picture of me, bro. Ask me if I got the picture, though.
Have you got a picture?
I don't know where it is.
Snake then,
but I told her to, I tell her to frame it for me or something like
getting
that.
Getting all emotional.
No, I did.
I love your family. I love your family. Probably gonna clip it. That's probably gonna be the promo clip. Oh, I love H's family. Yeah. Have you got the picture? And no, have you got the picture?
Yeah. Well, she drew me. I'll hang that my wall.
Is there? Yeah.
I think I asked her to frame it or something, but yeah.
That is true.
I did ask for a frame or something like that. But yeah. Do you know what is also interesting as well, yeah? Since then, we've changed a lot. What bad habit that we did we have that we don't do no more?
We don't smoke anymore.
My flipping brother.
We don't smoke?
No. Nah.
What? Bro, we stopped. I told him the other day, I'm like, brother, I'm done, you know? And he went, mate, how long's it been?
5 months I've done now.
Why?
Five months without smoking?
No smoke.
Yeah. Play a round of applause, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. How come? What made you stop smoking?
I don't know. I just made a random decision and then it just carried on. Do you know what? I always end up trying to stop smoking after I get back from LA. I don't know whether that's
smoked
because I'm probably smoked out and I'm like, right, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
But I swear to you, bro, I'm not even lying. I've not even had the urge to.
Yeah. What did I say to you the other day? Neither have I, bro. This is probably news for bare people.
How long has it been for you now? 2 weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks. But again, for someone that done it on a regular basis, no urges, no nothing. Man's waking up, I feel more alive.
How many were you running through daily, you reckon?
Oh my God, it got dark, man. Do you know what? Like, do you know how me and H got close, how we connected? Through pro clubs, bro.
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like, there was a period where all we done, his thing was so bad, yeah? Listen to this. bro, I've got the ball. He's our striker. I'm looking to slip him in. Yeah. Do you know what he's doing? What? He's billing a zoo while I'm trying to pass it to me. Do you remember?
And then, put it in. I'm chilling. I'm billing one, bro. He's like, yo. Nah,
that's what I knew. But no, but seriously, I think without you even realizing and me realizing, I think that's why we stopped. Because I'm like, H, I say to myself, right, yeah, I just had a random urge. But when I deep it, bro, it was controlling us to a certain extent.
Yeah, of course.
Extent,
like. And you know what? It proper, like, it takes over your day. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, oh, yeah. Like, even now, yo, man would have got here today and then would have said to man, before we get cracking, should build one before we get cracking, should go downstairs. And it's like, well, nah, why? Let's just get it cracking.
More interesting fact, I feel like bare people are shocked anyway that I even smoke here. But interesting fact, I've never smoked before a shoot. Like, I can't do that. I don't know how you used to smoke before. And that is crazy.
I've regretted it a lot of times. There's been bad times where I've like watched it back and I've been like, look like a fucking zombie, bro.
I've never done that. Like, my thing is, you know what I mean? Joyful, happy, energy. So like the second imagine that, bro. I don't even think I'd be here if I was,
mental.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Congratulations, man. You guys have stopped smoking the medicine. Yeah. Can't say what. But anyway, I've got the list right here, bro.
Yeah, let's go.
So where are you ranking Lizzo?
Shit. Lizzo. That's my baby girl. That
baby what did girl. I tell you?
It's hard this because God knows who's on the rest of it. Next. I'm going to go Lizzo. I'm thinking a 2 or 3. I don't know. I'm going to go Lizzo 3. I'm going to put Lizzo in the middle.
Third, yeah? All right. Yeah. Put her in the middle. Sexy Red.
Ski.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say. Any time someone says sexy red.
Oh, shit. She can go 4.
She's holding the 4.
I don't know what she looks like.
Ice Spice.
I fucked my order up already, but anyway. Ice Spice.
There's a good one at the end, so you're going to have to be careful, man, where you're putting people. That's all I'm saying.
I think based on thickness, Ice Spice is just up there.
I know, yeah, but you just never know what's coming next, though, do you?
Did you have a go with Ice Spice?
What?
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
What if I'd done Lizzo 3, Sexy Red 4? I should have put Sexy Red 5 and Ice Spice 4.
But now
I can't.
So what are you doing, brother?
I'm going to go Ice Spice 2.
Ice Spice 2?
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion?
1.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fair play.
What are you going to say now?
Amelia de Molenbeek.
She's at 2.
And that was the Chunks and Philly podcast.
Yeah. Episode 9.
What space was left for her?
5.
5?
I love Amelia to death though. She knows I would never put her there genuinely, but that's how it ended up.
I think now that we mentioned her, just off the back of that, yeah, a lot of people, I think that period was real.
Mm-hmm.
I know the sitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it actually to the point where everyone genuinely thought you went out of Amelia?
Yeah, like, there was obviously like a couple comments like, oh yeah, this ain't really, really, really. But as it got further into the thing, everyone was like, oh shit, yeah, it's happening, it's happening. And then it even got to a point where we actually had to link each other and actually make a video. It's done basically. We basically split up on camera and put it out there on TikTok.
You didn't see that?
Mm-mm.
It was everywhere, blood.
Mm-mm.
I've seen edits of these two nonstop on my flipping phone.
That period, me, you, and Harry was in LA. When you went home, H ended up landing, I think, 2 days after.
Yeah, nah, we did catch each other in LA.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah,
you got to see him, yeah?
Sick.
We're walking around to your hotel.
Yeah.
But I just want to say big up to you and everybody that works in your corner, because the marketing strategy behind that to promote that single, the way you lot done it.
You know what as well,
was genius,
it was just like a no-brainer as well. Like everyone, even before, even since my chicken shop date with her, which was probably about 3 years ago now. All her comments and my comments are just filled with, oh, nah, but we just want UNH. We just want UNH. So we had to do something about it. I actually asked you, man, to come to that video.
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But you man was doing something, filming.
We were working for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's crazy. Don't let that go over your head.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, like, yeah, it just had to happen. And then obviously she was sick, like, she played into it sick. Mm. She was sick on the video.
Big up Amelia, man. Yeah, big up Amelia. Well done on all your success, Amelia.
I just messaged her the other day. She just dropped some new merch that I'm trying to get a piece of.
It looked good, didn't it? I see her promote it.
She got a jumper that says, "Stop flirting with me." I want that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So obviously, good times. You don't regret what you did there.
Nah, that's all love.
100%.
Yeah, the single did well, so how can you regret it?
Yeah.
Where did it end up going on the charts?
Was it two? Amazing. Was it two?
Crazy.
Two, three, yeah. I've not had a number one yet.
Have you not?
No. Have you not?
What about Rain?
Rain was three.
So who uploaded that week? Michael Jackson?
You're my brother. Me and you think the same.
Yeah, I always end up with...
That was
I beg you answer that question for me. Who got number one that week?
I don't know. Baby was number two because Dave was number one with Starlight.
Mm. Oh, that went crazy.
So that's when Baby went number two.
Rain was three, Baby
two.
So as in, the times that they were dropping.
Yeah, but then.
Oh, I thought they.
Nah, not at the same time. There was one time when I dropped Taste years ago, that went straight to number two, stayed there for time. No, it went to number 10, then number two. And then I was about to get the number one, yeah? And then I jumped on the fucking Ed Sheeran remix for Take Me Back to London. And that went straight to number one. So I basically knocked myself out of the number one position. So I've got a number one plaque for that tune, but I don't really count that because it's
not your rhythm.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
What I love about H, Chunks, he's such a big superstar to the world. But you see, because he's my brethren and I know the rule him, I love it. I love it, bro. I got bare stories in my head, but I'm just like, cool, brand deals in it, like career and all of that.
What are you not getting up to? What's going on? Why?
Be easy. No, it will be like little things. Like, bro, we just sit on PlayStation all day and play FIFA, but someone probably thinks that, I don't know, me and him are in some mad restaurant, you get what I'm saying, with these mad famous people. But bro, man was at home just at the time smoking, playing FIFA all day.
Nah, we ain't never done nothing like,
that
side of things, really.
I don't even think
I've
been to a club with you, but as in like this bougie lifestyle, man, don't do that with him. We're just regular dudes that happen to be in a position that you know how it goes. Yeah, bro.
We went to that that restaurant near my house. They told us they didn't have no tables, and then the younger one at there was a younger waitress at the restaurant, and she ran back out and said, no, it's sweet. Remember that one near mine?
That's a question for you, and even myself. Chunks, we'll start with you. What's the maddest thing you've experienced through clout?
Oh, that's
good one, isn't it? Good one, boys, isn't it?
Great question.
Shit.
Go on, give it some thought.
All right, so we call it face card, isn't it? So it's like, for example, you know, get into a place that's completely rammed. Or get like you're basically, you just show face, face card. You're just getting in, broski. Like, do you know what I mean? The amount of times man's showing up to something and it's like last minute, or man might not even have an invite or whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm just rolling one of them and them. And it's kind of like, oh, they see my man. Yeah, come to you. Yeah, I've got 6 man with me. Yeah, slide. And it's like, you go in there and it's completely rammed and you've got people just queuing up. And it's kind of like, rah, this is crazy. Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't be able to do this. But it's kind of like, you just get bust left, right, and center with loads of things, bro. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's a weird one, bro. I don't know how to even take it. It's just mad humbling, bro. Like, man really gets allowed to do anything I want. Do you know what I mean? And the fact that my favorite club in the world, Arsenal, I'm on the flipping stadium, bro.
No, you're not.
Picture my face on the stadium, bro.
No, you're not.
Sharky's on it. I'm on it. Like, it's bro. And then I've got like loads of different box access that I can go to. So I can go to every home game, bro. Now, how mad that is. I've been a fan of Arsenal since 2002 and they're really ramping me now as a creator, bro.
I think one madder than that is your Qatar link.
Qatar link?
Bro, he knows the owner of Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. I meant
like,
Qatar
the Airways
link.
Thing.
Yeah, bro, it's nuts. Like,
how do you think he went World Cup? They invited him, bro.
Tourism board. Yeah,
nah, the chunk thing's different.
Nah, it's different, isn't it?
The chunk thing.
Keep reacting like that. You see, because you're so humble, bro, you'll keep on blessing you,
Alhamdulillah.
Trust me, man. Carry on being humble. How about yourself?
Even like just a little simple thing, you got to be in jeans to wear here.
I've been in the shops with shorts and
sliders. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been in the actual, whole
stuff. I don't know. It's mad, isn't it? I can't even think of one right now.
Yeah, it's hard. Do you know why it's hard, yeah? No. But do you know why it's hard to think of it? Because this man's life.
Yeah.
Here's a good one for you.
Mm.
I really wanted this certain watch, yeah?
Nice.
And I messaged the guy and said, yo, I'm trying to get this watch. Can I get my hands on it? And the guy was a bit like, you're not really worthy of... He didn't say this, but he was like, yeah, nah, it's a big man watch. Like, you just relax, you know what I'm saying? Type shit. I was like, fuck's sake. And he was going on like, yeah, you need to buy a couple. You need to buy a couple of the smaller ones before you go for this one. I'm like, all right, bro. Nah, no stress. Sweet. About 2 weeks later, I won the Brit Award. And I got a text off.
By the way.
Frank Sanders. Well done, brother.
And then I got a text off that guy saying, come and see me in the shop. I've got a surprise for you. Congratulations on your Brit Award. Went over there. He said, there you go. There's the watch. I said, yeah. Dickhead.
Literally,
card
that's how it
machine
works.
Gone.
That's what I'm saying. That's just a prime example, bro. Yeah. He thought he weren't big enough at one point, realized he won a Brit, and then said, yeah, come check me. You know what I mean? It's mental, bro.
How did you two meet? How did you two connect? Because you two got close. I remember you was phoning me regular. Well, not regular, but and you would mention H a lot and how much you love him. What at what point did you lot get close?
Soccer head, bro.
We got closer. With the Lynx thing before, I don't know if
Lynx was before.
Yeah, it was before.
Yeah,
that was when we met.
We got this for Lynx. You know, they were spraying. but yeah, the one that everyone used in school. But yeah, there was a campaign. Africa. Yeah, Lynx Africa, where me, Cal Freezy, Anthony Joshua and H, we were basically ambassadors for Lynx and we were just doing some campaigns. And that's when I realized like, yo, this is actual people. Because obviously we meet loads of people in the scene and it's kind of like, my own calling my work brethren. Do you get it? It's like, no disrespect, but it's kind of like, I wouldn't just call you on a Tuesday saying, yo,
yeah, social.
Some grab, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas with Broski, like, I realized very fast it wasn't that with him and that it's actually just good people. So, you know what I mean? So it was like, well, I think, yeah, you're right. Lynx, we realized, yeah, this is actually, we're actually brethren. And then what kind of solidified it for me, which I remember, like, Soccer Aid, obviously, first it was me and you, and devastated that you weren't invited to the second, yeah.
All right, bring me back, man.
Yeah.
Serious, man.
So, but now that's how it's meant to work. It was you two the first year, then us two the second year, and then next year it's going to be the three of us.
Oh,
you say that, but have we not done two?
I've done two.
Two Soccer Aids, right?
I have, and then I missed out on the most recent one.
Yeah, so I'm saying I did the first year with him, second year with you, third year with you, fourth it was just me and Nicker.
Yeah.
Cold though.
My brother's around me. So I'm saying for me, I think the second year of Soccer Aid is when we kind of linked up and we were just causing havoc.
It was a legendary.
Like, we were legendary,
bro. We had such a good time.
Problems on the during that whole little 3 days training, bro.
Because that's the fun bit about it, innit? Like, chilling with everyone in a hotel, might go to a little spa or something. Sick experience.
Bro, me and Chunks was running shit when we went to that Soccer Aid, bro. We was going in there. Remember we were doing some sick plays and that, scoring sick goals and that. And we're looking on the Soccer Aid Instagram and they're just posting next man's shit. And we're like, nah, me and Chunks ran up in the control room thing where they're doing Instagram and that. And we're going, yo, post our fucking clip.
Yeah, no way.
Set pace, bro.
Yeah.
I said, where's our content? Where's H's left foot volley? Where's my thing?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm just getting it. I said, nah, send me that right now on a WeTransfer link. Yeah. We just started sending it and we just started downloading it and posting our own shit, bro. So and that's when they realized that. On social media, everyone was going crazy for me and H content. So it's kind of like, yo, this is actually sick. Like, you know what I mean? We actually really.
You know, Soccer Aid is good to just meet people and just fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah, like from different worlds and that.
Man's in a room with like people that you would never imagine, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Growing up. So it's like, you watch these guys on a weekly basis playing football in the Premier League and then all of a sudden they're there sat
crazy
stories, bro. The amount of stories that Wayne Rooney was telling us, can't even say on
camera. I'll never forget that. Wayne Rooney, what a flipping human being. Even the year I did it, man. Just so down to earth.
Yeah,
like,
legends.
John Terry as well. Big up, John. Oh, I love Soccer Aid the year I did it, you know.
Yeah.
Unreal experience.
We need
bro.
To make sure that they we're all on there next year.
They create memories for life. Imagine we're all there next year.
Mate, that'd be a movie. And not now, I mean.
All this in. Yeah,
man. Yeah. Just show them this is the real us. This is why I feel like they would appreciate us. Even though I said, off cam, he actually made me deep it. Yo, we're actually not them sort of people. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the realness. I feel like that's why we're appreciated and valued. All right then. So we did mess up because my brother has a new business venture. And I low-key blame him because I would have said, boys, no, wait, we're not starting yet until I get my promo for the Romo. So talk us through it. What is it? Because this is the first time I've heard about it.
Oh, is it? Have I not told you about
this? Yeah, bro, you ain't told me nothing, bro.
Right, so this is Sips.
Yeah.
With a Y.
Yeah.
And it's...
How they spell it, Manchester?
Sort of like that. And this is a fizzy flavoured water.
Nice.
No calories, no sugar.
Nice.
And basically the thought behind it was just that I'm a little crackhead, when it comes to like wanting fizzy. Like obviously you should, not physically, no. you obviously should drink water, but fucking, I'm swearing bare by the way.
No, that's fine, bro, you're mad.
You should drink water, but sometimes, like I'm a crackhead for like Pepsi Max. Like when I get home, I'm like, back off three.
You just want a little flavour. Yeah.
So sometimes you want some flavour and some fizz, but also you want to stay on the healthy side of things. I think obviously the main thing is like kids and that in high schools and whatnot, they should be drinking water. Obviously, I don't know if it's changed now, but when we was in school, well, when I was in school, definitely.
Isotonic.
There weren't no fizzy drinks for sale in school or anything like that, because obviously the teachers say
they would, but they'd have the mad weird ones that weren't the random actual thing. Sugar rush ones. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So I feel like this is a good balance of like, obviously, yeah, you're still drinking water, there's no sugar, there's no calories, but you get that flavour and you get that fizz that the crackheads like me are looking for.
So this is you. Is when we look at Sips, is this H?
This is H.
Have you gone into like business with someone, or are you just like, how does this work?
Yeah, now we've teamed up with people. We got it cracking. It's dropping very soon. And also, not even just on some healthy stuff, like obviously that is the aim, but this is an absolute bad boy mixer for alcohol as well.
I'm proud of you, man. Well done,
Thank
bro.
You. And then I can just see it. You know what I mean? I can imagine people being at a bar and being like, yeah, can I have a vodka and Sips?
Yeah, nice.
You know them ones, like...
All right, wicked, bro. Proudy. We'll just leave them here for the promo, for the Romo. True say your broski.
Respect, thank you. Yeah, so bare different flavours.
You want to get into business with anyone that's like...
Manham can't get shares.
Yeah, man, I'd love you to.
Let me get some shares in it. Actually been doing that, you know, recently, boys.
Just getting into things, putting money into things.
Like the Mandem's business, you get me? So I've done a little bit with Nala. He's got a clothing brand coming out. I text Chunks early doors. I said, what? Let me get shares.
Come on, bro. Oh, you was wearing it the other day, innit?
Yeah, clean hearts. Right
there, yeah, nah, defo, let's do it. I think we're going to do, I'm going to do some content and that soon. I'm going to do some taste test and that. So obviously you might be a part of it.
If you like it.
I promise you all you'll like it.
You already know.
I don't even like... sparkling water. It's not like sparkling. There's a difference between sparkling water and fizzy water. I know this now because I'm in the water industry and that, or whatever. But it's fire.
We'll catch you.
Say no more.
It's fire.
I love that. Well, there we go. Sips. Here's a question. What's the craziest thing you've experienced being famous? It could be at a show. It could be just in general.
What can I say, bro? I don't know. There's a number of things. Even when you step on stage and you see about four people getting carried out because they've just fainted. That's a mad one. That's like, oh yeah, shit.
It's never nice.
People crying.
How about gal? Because bro, I've probably done, I say I've done about near enough 80 shows now.
I thought he was going to say something mad then.
No, but I'm going to say something mad.
I thought he was going to say, said, what about gal? You went, what about gal? Because I've done about, gal. And then I thought you were going to go, I've done about 100 gal or something.
I've done about 80 shows, but certain gal go nuts. I remember I was performing at I'm not making this up. I'm performing at Ibiza Rocks, yeah? And some girl's taken out a waps.
What's a waps?
Her breast, bro. She's at the front and she's gone like that. They're massive G's, bro. They're massive. But you know me, bro. Like, I can't help being the way I am. So imagine I'm performing hold as well for the cheek of it. So then, as I've seen them, I've just laughed on the mic. I've gone, bro, got a whole titties out. Blood, when I tell you... Everyone at Ibiza Rocks was dying. Crazy. So that's my little experience. And I've done music-wise, nothing compared to you, bro. Like, you must have had some crazy experiences.
Loads of tits, you said.
Bro, that thing then, yeah?
Yeah,
what, titties on the mains.
Yeah, titties on the mains.
Glad
bro.
You stopped music. Trust me, it would have been way too much for you.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Crazy. Gets dark out there.
Yeah. Dashing bras and
Juggernauts.
Yeah.
That's mental then.
Juggernauts, bro. Yeah, man.
I can't even think, bro. Like, there's so many things.
I know he's must have some mad experiences. Yeah. He's just saying, yeah, Philly, allow me. Man's not saying too much right
People
now.
People trying to jump in the car window and that.
Is it?
What's your favourite city you've performed in?
Good question, that. Wow. Do you know what's always a good show? Places in Germany.
I heard a lot of men talk about Germany.
That's a sex city.
Is.
What?
Yeah, Germany's like known for
Cologne.
Yeah, like Cologne. Sex. No, I'm not making this up. No, it's like damn. You see, for example, damn. Yeah, yeah. The first thing you think of is like that red light place. Yeah. Like they're known for that. Thing, do you get what I'm saying?
I would have known for sausages and beers.
Yeah, that too. Oh, bro.
And Lewandowski.
Do you know what? I do love. I love performing in London, bro. I swear to God, I do.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I swear to God.
So yeah, Ali Pali.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 people. Outrageous.
Yeah, that was a sick show. Loved that show.
Oh yeah, me and Ari was there. Yeah, that was nice. Went to support the boy. I love watching you perform. I've always said, I'll give you your flowers now. I said it to you the other day when we was Manny. Hand on heart, for me, H is the best performer in the UK. Do you know why, bro? Yeah, he You see, when H performs, yeah, is there's an element of entertainment and in crowd control and in like mic control. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, bro, during his set, yeah, he'll stop halfway through and just tell a random story and everyone's dying. And then before you know it, rain comes on. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there's so many like layers to his performance. Like, you're going there to laugh, then to appreciate him, man, looks good. Do you know what I'm saying? Seriously, I'll give you your flowers.
No, thank you.
And then I also have to big up his DJ car. I feel like DJ Wynn is just as important 100%. As you when 100%. It comes to performing.
I done a show the other day in Germany, funnily enough. The first show I've done in, well, forever without Wynn. Because it was a last minute show. Wynn weren't available. I had to go there. I didn't have no DJ. We just had our like...
The sound.
Oh yeah, on playback. The playback thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Struggled.
No, it wasn't even a struggle. It was just weird. And I kept forgetting certain words because I'm used to
Wynn performing,
Wynn saying something, yeah. And then that's my indication to like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was a bit mad, bro. I can't lie.
You know, I mean it now that I've said it on a pod and a sober.
Nah, seriously, respect that,
for
bro.
For me,
thank you
are the best I have seen in the UK.
I know you mean that story,
bro. He's mental.
I think it was your first time performing, baby, maybe. But you mentioned saying, you guys, I've got a baby on route, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Forgot about
he
that.
He leads
yeah.
the menace, nice. Yeah. And then it's with character.
Going crazy. And he goes, let me perform it. And boom, starts performing.
Cold.
I do a sick one recently with that Anne-Marie tune. That Anne-Marie tune is called Psycho, innit?
Yeah, hard.
Yeah, I've had it.
And I stop the whole thing. And I tell everyone, I say, everyone, put your middle fingers up in the air. Everyone's like this. Everyone's thinking, what's going on? And I go, repeat after me. I say, we go, fuck my ex, I go, fuck my ex. I said, fuck my ex, fuck my ex. One more time, fuck my ex, fuck my ex. And it all goes dark and I just go, can't lie, my ex is a fucking psycho. And it just goes, oh no, you got to. It's such a sick, I proper love performing that.
So I have seen that you have made a few of your relationships public in the past.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. All of them.
Yeah, all of them. But why? Like, you see, like, the way I looked at it, yeah, is like, just because we're in the public eye, is it not like some things you want to keep private, bro?
Do you know what? I couldn't even, honest to God, bro, I swear on you, I don't even have an answer. There's not been like a, I've not thought, all right, I'm going to make this public now.
Oh, okay.
It's not like, just happened. What I mean? We're in a relationship now. This is the rollout for it.
Yeah.
We're going to be seen in the restaurant. I know what you mean.
It just happens. I can't lie, bro. I usually end up getting caught before I get put it out in the public anyway. Do you get what I mean? So I don't know. I've never like intentionally gone like, yo, let's we're gonna do this now. Fucking.
So is it one of them ones you get bagged and you're like, all right, cool. At this point, I might as well just ride it.
It's there now. Yeah, yeah. And like, I don't know. I suppose there's good things and bad things about it. Mm. You know what I mean? It's not all bad things. Yeah. Like a lot of people like to see it. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's one of them ones, but I've never actually intentionally thought, yeah, I'm going to make this public now. It's just been like, yeah.
Is there something that now looking back at you, like, I wish that wasn't out there?
I think that there's certain things like that. They're like, obviously people are just, you man know anyway, like people are just in your business anyway.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And then you might not post your girlfriend for however many weeks. And then you get a mess, and then you and your girlfriend get, are you not with each other no more? What's going on? Yeah, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And then obviously whatever, certain blog pages that we don't need to mention.
Oh, mate.
You know what I mean? This
it does my nothing, bro.
We've seen this and...
You know why I'm reacting. Oh, mate.
Yeah.
That's made my blood boil.
Yeah, yeah.
Just allow me, man.
Just allow me, innit?
It's also people's way of living in terms of now... Not only these blog pages do that, the newspapers that have been out for how many years do that?
Yeah, but that's different. Like,
media does it. It's like, at the end of the day, people love gossip.
Actually, it's not different. You're right.
It's literally the same thing. People love gossip, innit? And it's like, same way now, bro, you've been invested in stories where you've seen celebrity couples and something's happened to them.
No.
Okay, never?
Never, bro.
Okay, well, that's just you as a
person. No.
Oh, no, cap. The only one is Blueface.
Whereas they're probably thinking that F everyone that's involved in the
business. Yeah, fair enough.
It's on the grand scheme of things, we're all just doing the same thing.
Mm.
It's just shit because it's us that's getting it. Yeah. So it's like, I hear it, but
that is a good way of putting it.
Unfortunately, bro, it's the way
just
we live.
Life, innit?
People are interested in our lives because of the fact that we can't now expect them to only take the good from us. They also want,
you know what is annoying,
rain in our parade as well and shit on us as well, and that's what happens.
It is annoying. What is annoying as well, like, I don't know, in my opinion, I might regret saying this, but I think what's worse than the blog pages is the people who are fucking in the comments on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, I don't know.
Kids.
Especially on some negative. Nah, but they're not this big man.
It'll be like Allen underscore Chelsea FC. Like,
I've seen big man, bro. Grown ass men, grown ass, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a bit like, come on, my brother. You like gossip, you're in of that.
Yeah.
And they're chatting about the next man's life and you know nothing about them. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, do you know what it is? That's not really, because why would he do? And then it's just like, you're attacking man's character. Mm. For me, it's like, that's mad. You don't know a person in real life, bro. Mm-hmm. Based off our online perceptions, we're completely different, bro, to how we actually.
And it doesn't work in my head. How people think, like I'd never just comment on it. I'd never see something on the internet and
thank you, brother. God bless you.
And just thank you, and just think to go.
Thanks, bro.
Yo, this is how I feel about it. Especially when like, not even to say that us man are better than anyone else, but especially when you just fucking Darren from down the road. Do you get what I mean? Like, no. Who the fuck cares what fucking Darren over there says? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but it's what it is. It's life, isn't it? Like you said, so we signed up for a certain life, and if you can't take it, then fucking give it a rest.
Chunks, I know, but the people don't know. Yeah, like, why is it so important for you to keep certain things private?
So, for me, it's like I know that there's obviously pros of being quote unquote famous, but I think the bad things about it are very bad. So. Mm-hmm. It being the fact that I've got no privacy at all. So I'll be on the main roads. No matter what emotion I'm feeling on that day, someone's going to want to interact, which is absolutely fine. I get it. But I'm saying, for example, now if I've just heard that someone's died on the phone, as of course, hypothetical, and then I've now got to smile and take pictures with seven people and make jokes, that's just not life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like, one thing I've never done ever is posted my family online. My dad I have, but like in terms of my sisters, my brother, my mum, I just would never do it just because of the fact that they live a normal day-to-day, 9-to-5 life, obviously. So if they're outside on the main roads and someone's there stopping them saying, no, your Chunks' sister or whatever, your Chunks' mum, I just find that's mental, bro.
No, bro.
And also, like, if someone doesn't like me, they could just randomly do something stupid.
No, you're right.
I don't think I'll be able to. Now, if I just got punched up on the main roads, it's calm. I confirm that. You know what I mean? I'll be like, whatever, we'll come back. But if someone punched up a man's sister or Marge,
yeah, you're going to jail?
I'm done, bro. With me, there's certain things I have to keep private, bro. Mm. Like if I'm ever in a relationship or something, like, I don't want people to add their two cents and say that girl's early with me because I'm Chunks. You know what I mean? That's not gonna do anything for your mental, bro. Because already you're paranoid when you're picking out a gal, and now you've got an echo of thousands of people saying she's early with you because you got bread. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like your head's gone, bro.
An echo is very good English, by the way.
Sorry?
Very good English.
Yeah, thank you. But it's just kind of like, yeah, bro. I don't know. For me, it's like, if I'm gonna make mistakes, let me just make them by myself. I don't want people to comment on man's life and that loudly, man.
Nah, you, do you know what? You're dropping some gems,
innit?
I'm fucking regretting most of my life now.
No, don't. H, yo. Would you go out with a girl that's got more bread than you, like more status than you and that?
Yeah.
You could, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, she tells you, yeah, so you get married to her. She tells you, yeah, you just look after the internet, man. Stay yard.
Yeah, standard. No, but no. But,
you couldn't.
I don't think that's a bad thing because you don't need to know what each of us got in the bank account.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not asking it like it is
a bad thing. I'd go out with a girl that's got 10 times more money than me. I'd go out with a girl
that's got no bread.
Same.
Yeah. That's fine. Same.
Obviously, I don't want to go out with someone that just does nothing and like they're not even trying, but if it's a girl that, I don't know, works in Asda, for example, and she's content with that, and that's her life, and she likes the fact of doing that, then going home and she's making enough bread to hold herself down.
No, do you know why that dynamic wouldn't work for us, bro? You've just done a flipping world tour, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So if your girl's now got the shift Monday to Friday at Aldi, you get what I'm saying? But you're touring the world. Like, how does that work? I thought maybe in our position, we kind of need someone that could roll with man, or do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, like, it's just as busy.
We can't, I don't think we could, boys. I'm not saying man will shy away from chatting to a girl that works in that sort of, but the way we are and the jobs that we do, like, how would that even work on paper?
I think that's the case with, like, with anyone, bro. As in, like,
nah.
Any girl.
What do you reckon, Chunks?
In terms of, like, saying that it wouldn't work with someone that's...
No, because you men are both saying that you could just do it with, like, anyone, someone that just works in a normal stop. Mm-hmm. Like, how would that work, the dynamic? Like, let's just say you're aboard now for 4 months. Like, she can't necessarily... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, it's a thing where her money's her money, right? And then your money, which is obviously is just our money in general. You know what I'm trying to say? So for her, her little side hustles and that, whatever she wants to be doing, she can, you know what I mean, enjoy that. But I'm saying also, if man's now going on these trips and stuff... Like, she doesn't have to be there at all times, but I could just fly her out, come join me for a bit, go back.
I forgot. Do you know what it is?
If you want to make it work, you can make it work, bro. Mm. You know what I'm trying to say? If you love someone, it's kind of like you're going to make it work, guaranteed. Mm. So, for example, now if you're away for a bit, she comes on that trip with you.
Fairs.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, and also, I'd want her to have a job that's flexible where she's her own boss. Do you get it? If I've got this much money, I might as well help her achieve her dreams as well. So all of a sudden now she wants to open up a school for kids or something. Yeah, amazing. Do that and be the manager of it.
Open up school for kids is mental.
Oh, like say, let's say, for example, kids with like autism or something. Yeah.
Cold.
Like all of a sudden, that's been her dream from the beginning. Help her open up that school. Mm-hmm. Let her be the manager of it and let her be her own boss lady. But whenever she can take time off and see me, she can see me, bro.
My problem is I'm clingy still. I can't lie to you.
I hear you. But then I was like, at the end of the day, everyone knows their partner, you know what I mean? And partner knows them. So I think you guys can end up coming to a certain agreement. The relationship is about compromise, bro, innit? So it's like, you do this on Monday, but remember, make sure we have that time on Friday. And yeah, I'm trying to say, and obviously, if you guys can go without seeing each other for 3 or 4 days, do that. If you can't, then be with each other at all times, bro.
Yeah. And you got to both parties have got to understand that if this is going to work and it's all about the future and that, then if man have to spend 4 months away, then...
Do you date to get married or do you date for dating?
When I was younger, I dated for dating. Now as a grown ass man, 30 in 2 years, man ain't got time for that no more. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't give little Vanessa a go if she looked good and wonders, right?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah,
Vanessa,
yeah.
I'd give you a go.
Yeah.
But I would know before even wanting to give her a go what my intent. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Like, I just ain't got time for it. Like, yeah.
Relationships, what about you? Are you open for them? Are you like...
Bro, we're grown, you know?
No, not him.
I'm 23.
He's 23, bro.
Bro, you just come out the womb, blood on you, fresh out. Oh my God, where are your olders? Hey, you're 23.
99, bro.
December. Oh, that makes me more proud of you, though.
What? Fuck you, bro.
What, March 1st?
March 1st? What are you talking about, March 1st?
When's my birthday then?
I don't know.
Exactly. And my brother's there.
Oh, his is March 1st.
You lost your whole mind.
That's cool, but
that's what you just said.
That's February 21st.
So, what?
Hey! Come on, my boy. All these years forgetting
first
your birthday.
You got it right.
Yeah.
What year?
That's 96.
You got my birthday right after 6 years of learning.
I always used to get it wrong. I used to say Feb 13.
Yeah.
Mess. When's yours, though?
It was 9th? Yeah, December 9th, 1999.
No, but he's good with dates, though.
Yeah.
He's good with dates.
Cool, man. I got you, brother.
But now you know his. Feb 21st, August 6th.
Feb 21st, August 6th.
We'll forget next
December,
week.
Man. APIA house. From Philly. You know
what I mean? It's about, isn't it?
But it's not even about it. It's not about the morning.
What's your love language?
What's my love language? Yeah. French. No, I'm only joking.
Uh-huh.
I said French.
No, I do not have an example that there's five different...
Oh, wait, languages. You don't know what you're talking about? I think he does.
No, I do. I was capping.
Where's the French?
Yeah, because when you went to explain, I'm thinking he knows, you know.
What is it? What is it? Touch?
So physical touch.
I know why you ask, because...
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Words of affirmation. Quality time. And gift giving.
I think mine is touch.
Yeah, love the touch, yeah.
Yeah, touchy.
I asked Philly about his one. He said blows. I said, brother, like, that's not one. You know what I mean?
You know he's chatting shit.
That is something that would come out.
Alright, boys, you want the good news
and
the bad?
Wait, go.
No, but I've got good news and bad news. What? Just before you answer, what? I need to go piss. I've been trying to hold it the last 20 minutes.
That's
boys.
Why you've been doing this.
But why
and
is it
see,
good news?
And
though?
You see with the water? No, well, it's all just bad news. Because
so what are you fucking lying for?
Is it all right, boys, if you give me 2 minutes?
Hurry the fuck up, man.
Like, you can ask him about his love language. I don't mind, but let me just go quickly, yeah?
Go on,
thank you, boys.
This is a Chunks and H segment. Yeah,
bun Philly, man. Philly's the most unserious you ever.
Thank you.
What, you don't want to piss before?
Bro, just for waters.
Just tell me. Just explain it to me and we'll wait for this joke, man.
I reckon it's touch and acts of service. But I think acts of service sounds mad to say.
Why?
Because what does that ever mean? Like, yeah,
so
do,
for example,
do,
now,
do things
so for example, you get in and you know that you have to get your clothes in the washer and get them ironed, but then you come back and your babes has already done that. She goes, hey, babe.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That's amazing. That's what I'm trying to say.
What's yours?
I'd say quality time. Generally love just spending a bit of time with a person you love, man. You know what I mean? Because you get to know more about them. You connect with more of them as a person.
Yeah, no, it is nice.
And acts of service as well. I think absolutely class. Absolutely class, brother. Like, fam, man's... Like, no, bro, I'm here, for example, I just told babes I'm Marvin and that. And I just... to smell it. And it's just a young pasta with fucking bolognese.
Nah, you're right.
I can
right,
lips
you, know.
You there and then.
Nah, you're right. Nah, yeah, you're
Philly,
so
what about
right.
you? Pussy, he's not even here. You're a little joke, man. You're not a joke, man. I'm gonna make up his one. He says he likes blows and 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not here, so, and he's gonna have to agree
we need
with
to, we need to, what can we do now to burn his head when he gets back?
We need to, we'll just violate, so we'll say is.
All right, this is what we're gonna do.
Go on.
Right. We're just not gonna talk to him.
Yeah.
And then like, on a random point, when he starts saying something, just go, shut up, man.
And pretend like he's not here, so I'll be like, yes, yeah, so H, blah, 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 carry on conversation, and he will not be involved.
Yeah, he's not involved.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Can't. So, guys, we'll be at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? So, living, breathing, it's just about existing. Because
it is.
What is the reason that we do this stuff? You know what I mean? But, H, what is your favorite food, brother?
Oh, I like sushi. I like pasta.
Wow.
I like, I could eat chicken wings any time of the day.
Wow. What's like spice, you reckon? Barbecue?
I like bear chicken wings. The only thing I don't like, which is a mad, I don't know what the word is. People always disagree on. I don't like buffalo.
Fairs. I do. You know, it's buffalo is really marmite-y.
Yeah.
Because you either like them or hate them.
Yeah.
I really love them. You know?
Buffalo's good.
Yeah. But me and Joe always used to slag me off because when we used to live in London, I used to go up at like 10 o'clock in the morning and order Wingstop, and I just used to just love it.
Which one was flavour?
I go lemon and herb at Wingstop.
Jesus, man, that is dry.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's leng though.
I don't know. It's a bit mead. I wish Philly was there because he'll explain to you what he actually likes.
I know.
Obviously,
he'll be back soon.
Yeah, Philly. But
and then do you know what the thing about lemon and is it lemon and herb? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's not too saucy. You don't gotta do the whole wipey wipe.
Yo,
what do you like to use, ranch?
Yo!
All day long ranch.
Oh, yeah, what? Another bit of ranch.
Yo.
Yeah, but then it is. For me, at the end of the day, life.
Life is just life in right
come
now.
Come on, brother. My favourite, I'd say, like a pasta.
I like a pasta.
Yeah, sure, man. Go on.
Yeah. pasta. See? Did you realise what you're doing to
But I let it play out for a little longer.
I like a pasta. What? They're not involved.
And you got to remember, the man Yambati. So from when you're Yambati, you're eating pasta, pizza. Of course he does. Of course he does. He'll say that openly, bro. I'm not trying to diss my bread.
You never yammed about it?
Nah, you know. I'm not really into that. Nah, man's eating nyash nyash. Can deal with that. But yamming bats is mad.
Why though?
I don't know. Like, I think if I was to give it a go, I might have to just wash it down properly. Car, you got to remember, when you come back from a club as well, yeah, you just it's bare disco fanny. Like, everything's sweater.
Disco minge.
Yeah, it's mental, bro. What?
Disco fanny is absolutely appalling. How are we getting away with this?
To be honest.
What?
Have you ever yammed disco fanny?
Yeah, on some dark ones. On a dark one.
This is horrendous.
Yeah, I have on a dark one.
You might as well go lick the
but
toilet.
But it was man's girl though. It was man's girl, so does that count? It was still sweat.
It's still disco fanny.
Was it wrong that day?
No, because man's girl, so man love it. But you know what I'm saying?
So you like the sweaty nuns?
Yeah, if it's man's girl.
No? I'm not mad at you at all.
No, come on then, my brother, defend me.
Okay, so
man's girl,
how long has this eating back thing been a trend? Because I can't lie, I first heard about it when Jenna Aiko was singing it. You gotta eat the booty land groceries.
Oh yeah, and that went over my head.
I remember
you know?
Hearing that and thinking you've lost your whole mind. Yeah. No one's gonna get on this.
I don't know,
not for me.
So what's off the limits?
I'm scared of doing that, you know?
What's off the limits in the bedroom? Like what's something you would never do?
Don't put a finger in me. Oh my God. I know, and I've got a confession. I'll say it here because it's my pod. It happened once, yeah? But
oh,
I didn't.
Shit.
Come on, you think I asked for that blood?
Yeah.
That was a surpriser.
Yeah.
Mandem, I was close
to. I said, don't put a finger in me.
Yeah.
Bro, that's mental, you know? Like, I don't know how a man can function with that one. I'm on.
Age likes it.
That's them, man.
Nah, I don't mind. I'd get my ass ate.
Yeah, come on, I'm on all that as well.
Yeah.
Surely
we had
not...
this conversation last
yeah,
night.
Yeah. Come on, my boy. Nice though, man. It's a sick feeling still. But yeah, I'm just like, one time I had the, that just let me know, yeah, I could never swing that way because that was wrong. It hurt and never again.
My favorite thing, kissing foreheads.
Look what? At him. Look, we're the dark guys.
Man
no,
said,
no,
yeah,
deep what he's done. Deep what he's done to us. We're talking about, yeah, disco fanny, yam this out, yam that. And he's going, oh yeah, I like kissing foreheads.
It's beautiful, man.
You've
it's
made like, us
it's,
look
It's endearing.
Mad.
It's very endearing.
You see what he's done there?
But anyway, we're going to move on very swiftly because that got dark.
It went left.
But it's good what's though, the
man.
Best mash?
Man said, what's the best mash you've had? Lost his whole soul.
See?
Yeah, it's great though. I've woke up.
Nah, quickly though.
We started speaking about all that. I feel more alive.
What do you want? What do you like? Thin gal, slim, thick, thick.
Brother,
if you had to choose one.
Do you want me to be honest?
Go on.
I'm all over the
are
place with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're everywhere. So you haven't got a preference. So what are you calling it? You got 3 10 out of 10 Johns. One's thin, one's slim.
Oh, bro, it honestly depends. Mm. Honest to God, like I can't stress it enough. It depends.
Fair enough.
Like, yeah.
Because if they're all nice, then it just depends on how they are as a person, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I just think it depends on just how you're feeling and shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know how to explain it without getting all dark again.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. we'll get off that then.
You don't want that. Boys, my throat's dry. I was on the bottle last night, the wines.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting your ass eaten that.
No.
Hey, imagine.
No. we had a little family bar from RC into family barbecue. It's gone mental.
No.
Yeah, but we had a family barbecue yesterday.
Oh, well,
and I like having a little glass with my mum.
Yeah, and me. Because I knew, he didn't know I was in London.
Hey, I did invite you, though. Oh no, Deep, I invited Harry.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Not you.
So the guy
you
have a
show. Hey, you ain't met my mum.
I know, yeah, you've met
my mum. No, that's important to me now, you know. Seriously, jokes aside.
Oh, it is now.
No, jokes aside. Like, miss me of all that. Serious. And Clarsha's one of my good friends, you know. You actually need to meet man's mum.
Right.
Jokes aside.
Let's do it, let's do it.
All my closest brethren know my mum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she kissed me on the cheek whilst I was sweating.
Sweating,
after
bro.
Game.
Explain the story.
Yeah, so I imagine I must have went upstairs, family, friends and family section. And obviously my head straight away priority. I need to see my people and I need to see Freddie's mum. And sisters. So obviously now I've gone upstairs, checked my people's whatever, calm. But obviously man's still a bit, I don't want them to see me like sweat out and like, cause my shirt's drenched, my face is drenched. So I'm just there, went to go see your sister. She's like, oh, I was like, oh, before, she's about to give me a hug. Just before she gave me a hug, I was like, I can't, I'm sweating loads. And she goes, oh, it's fine. Give me a little sideways hug.
Mm.
And she goes, oh, I wanted to hug you properly, but you're sweating. I said, my bad, it's cool. Philly's mum's got up now. And then I was like, oh, mum, I'm sweaty. And she goes, oh, it doesn't matter. She grabbed me, wiped my face with all the sweat, and then gone, and then kissing my cheek.
That's my mum.
And I
you
said,
what I'm saying? That's why I need you to meet my mum.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you. His mum's best.
Yeah.
His mum's actually best. And I remember showing she goes, I saw darkest.
Yeah. Oh, a little accent in it. Oh, bless her. Love you, mum.
Yeah.
It's gone from eating ass to chatting about my mum. This podcast is one of the best things on planet Earth, genuinely, bro. This is why I love it, bro. There's no rules. Like, don't get me wrong. I love all the rant deals and all of that because it allows me to put myself in the position I'm in and my family. But bro, it's like, it's too, you know what I mean? Here I can just do what I want, be myself. This is why it was so important for us to do it ourselves. That was a conversation we was having, you know? Imagine you wanted to start the pod and like do it with someone, like just get better bread. And I'm like, nah, man, we've got that already. Let's just build something from the ground up. Let's feel like how we felt when we was in our bedrooms and we wanted this now.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, I've got that hunger again. This is what this has given me. When we upload this, bro, we won't have one subscriber. That is sick to me, bro. Man's already got millions of subscribers.
Just let see it building it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It must be like that with Beta Squad, innit? For you, innit?
Yeah, exactly, man. 100%.
Starting from zero with all your mates and then...
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
two, 10 million.
You might have killing it, bro.
They're smashing it, innit?
Yeah, HH was even on Beta Squad video as well.
I liked our video. A good video.
Oh, yeah.
Yours was mad, innit?
Yeah, funny that.
He was talking...
You wanted to fuck all of them, innit? You asked them all for an orgy or something. And then Chunks was telling me your dad was behind the camera.
Yeah, my dad was there. Listen, my dad's the reason I fucking lost.
Why?
Right? Oh yeah, because he told him to choose someone else.
I knew it was the girl that it was. I was like, yeah, it's her. Like,
oh wait, there.
What happened?
Before we even move on.
What?
Let me chat to you quickly.
Oh
shit! I seen that clip that when you spoke to the Sideman, and he said Sideman or Beta Squad.
Oh my god! I was waiting for this, Lawrence. I need another water. It's about to go mad. Oh my god! Wait, but we're not even answering. Look, jackets come off. Waters first, and then we get into that. Cause that was wrong. I was upset, and I'm not even Beta Squad.
Right, can I explain then?
No.
No.
No, wait. I need to have a sip of water. Let me actually prepare myself.
Chat to me, then.
Nah, no,
I'm here now, isn't it? Yeah. Obviously, man saw that separately, and I thought, fuck.
Right, so.
But my brother ate.
So. Are we waiting for the waters?
No, I'm joking. That was me playing.
Right, so. They fucked me over the side when they were.
Why?
Because they asked me that question.
Yeah.
And then I actually said, my actual answer was, who's got more bread? yeah, on some jolts.
So
in.
Was that because you didn't know who to pick?
No, because they said, what team would you rather be in, the Sidemen or the Beta Squad?
Yeah.
And obviously he said, who's got more bread?
So I said, what's going to make me more bread?
But you don't need more money.
No, I know.
But there's no such thing as you don't need more money.
Yeah, but
so anyway,
comfy.
They've done that. And then, listen, Chunks knows what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I'm honest, I watched it and I was like,
"Chunks knows what it is."
We're joking, innit? You know that, innit?
What?
But this is a joke.
Yeah, of course.
I need to share it. Like, it's not that.
Yeah, man.
But I even said to Chunks, I'd pick the side men. Fucking hell, I'm clear in the first year, and he's my best mate. I've got a show of him, and I go side men.
But I'm not picking sides again. But whose channel have you seen me on?
Beta, you ain't been on, but being on a podcast is essentially their channel or no?
I'm not counting that all the way.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, I would have said that.
Well, you haven't shot content with them.
No.
Okay. But you would though. Come on, man, that's the man, yeah, man. I've got mad love for the Sidemen still.
Nah, fuck that, bro. Chunks is my guy, bro.
Yeah, no, I hate
man,
that,
bro. You see? But real one.
But it doesn't mean you can't film with them.
But yo, change that I make the Chunks as it show.
Yeah. They're my brothers as well,
though,
bro. I've got mad love for the Sidemen.
Nah, it's love. It's love for them. Definitely.
Giving man opportunities like the Sidemen match.
Oh, crazy.
Thank you, boys, for letting me be a part of that. Yeah. 2 years in a row. Amazing experience.
H, talk quickly, though, man. Obviously, you're famous as hell. So is it hard? Is it harder to? I've got two questions. Is it hard to navigate around Manchester, being who you are now? Because obviously, you're one of the biggest rappers in Manchester, and also,
I am the biggest rapper in Manchester. But yeah,
are you?
Who's bigger than me, Manchester?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Bro, don't play. Like,
numbers wise, isn't it? You are.
Yeah.
Sick.
Flipping. Look at that.
That must feel so good.
That is incredible. Because you know, it's Manchester, my second favorite city in the whole of UK.
Oh,
so that's
it's like mini IB for.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
That's what I call it.
So
I call it mini IB.
Okay, so it must be difficult to navigate as the biggest artist in Manchester. And then secondly, what's things you miss about being just normal? And what is things that you wish you could do now?
Yeah, it is harder to navigate. Do you know what it is? See, because I've been about anyway in Manchester.
Mm.
It's still, obviously it's still mad, but I can still go play. I can still like go somewhere. Obviously it gets a bit hectic and that, do you know what I mean? But right. Especially, because you know what's what, like, especially, like, I'd walk around Manchester anywhere I wanted before I walk around London, because I don't really know.
London.
What's what, do you know
what
I'm saying?
I've got my ears to the streets, you're good here.
But Manchester's love, and what do I miss? I just miss, like, being able, obviously I probably won't even do that now at this age, but I just miss being able to pull up somewhere in the whip with a man then.
Just boot off.
And we're just there. You know what I mean? Literally, you know, we're just there. Or even even when it's hot and that, sometimes we go try to play football in the park. And then after 10 minutes, the park's just surrounded with kids and they're all watching us play football and that and waiting to get a picture.
Yeah.
And I can't even get off the park. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Just little things like that. But it's all love and I don't even let myself get too like pissed about them things. Because at the end of the day, these are the people paying the bills at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What was the other one you asked him? Or did you answer both?
Yeah, answer both.
Nice. You taught me that though.
Mm.
I remember I used to like get annoyed by things like that as well. Like, raw, why can't man just go play football, innit? But
yeah,
it's what comes with it. Just got to learn to accept it.
Obviously, there's certain things. You know what? There is certain things that is fucking annoying. Like the way it's not the facts of people asking for pictures, but sometimes the way people do it is like, are you fucking mate. Mad?
What's the worst one you both had?
Sense of entitlement, right?
Can I just say something? You know what? Does mired in, bro. Two things a lot, yeah? When it's like a young kid and the young kid's going, can we get a picture? And then the mum's there with the phone, like this, taking a picture, fucking sideways, going, I don't know who you are. I also feel like saying, I don't fucking know who you are either. Fucking talking about?
Do you know what?
And it's not that I'm not mad that you don't know me, but it just doesn't need to. I don't know who you are. Chill out. You son or daughter's gassed. Let her have the moment.
Yeah.
Just shut your mouth and take the picture.
Someone else is walking past, they have no idea who you are, but they'll be like, can I get a picture? Who are you? What do you do?
I'm
like,
exactly.
Well, I'm not going to. I don't take pictures with those people, you know. I genuinely find that odd. That's like me asking. Dula over there in the corner. Let me get a pick. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How about your one? Similar ones as well?
Yeah, no, obviously that one's disrespectful, but of course, it's just that it's that sense of entitlement that really, really aggravates me, bro. Like, man, I'll just be doing something. It's like, just grab me. Come on in. And shit like that. It's like, bro, I'm not some monkey, bro, where you can just tie and I've performed. You know what I mean? Like, bro. And
no,
it's like, or something like, for example, when man's bopping and they're just trying to chat to me. Bro, they'll come to me and do this. Oh, go on, blood. Big chunks. It's like, you're just, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why are you just filming, bro, man? No, nothing. No.
But you deal with it amazing.
Of course I do, because it's kind of like.
So good at dealing.
Bro, I'm outside the shop the other day in Manchester. I just named one outside the corner shop. And I got bare, like, snacks or whatever. And I was just, what was I doing? I think, oh, no, I was on the phone to someone. I was on the phone to someone, sat in my car. You know, you're just chilling on the phone in the car. Bro, and this guy stood at my window, and I know he's there, but I'm pretending I can't see him. Yeah, because I'm thinking.
Yeah, you run that.
I'm thinking, like, what's he doing? And I'm like, kind of like looking over this way, like, yeah. And I'm thinking, you're not going to fucking stand there and wait for me to get off the phone, are you? Like, what the fuck's going on? He's going like, I'm going, bro, are you okay, bro? He's going, do you know, I swear on my mother, I'm not even lying to you, bro. He's not even asked me for a picture. He's just gone, what, big H, yeah? I'm just like, yeah. You get me? He's like, yeah, man, respect. I'm like, what do you want? You get me, though?
I think people just get starstruck and they don't know how. Do you know what I mean?
I understand the starstruck aspect of it, but it's fine. That's absolutely incredible. I like that feeling. But also, you should know how to be a human being, broski. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I love when people just walk in. What's up, Charlie? I'm a big fan. Can I get a picture? Yeah, of course, bro. Boom, selfie, vibe.
Cut. Yeah, but not everyone knows how to read energies, man.
Yeah, but do you know what? I don't even get mad at it, to be fair, but I can just imagine. But if I walked out this building now and seen 50 Cent.
Tweaking.
Well, yeah, I'm tweaking, but I'm not doing what. This is why I can't understand it, because I wouldn't do that. Mm. I wouldn't be like, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might just go, 50.
Yeah, blessings, family. Yo, 50. Might, love your team.
Go, bro, yo.
And then depending on his energy, if he goes, it's love, then you might ask for the picture.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Love. Then you ask for the picture, but it's true. You can't go in like that.
I can't lie to you, yeah. Flip this on his head now. Still remember, and do you know what's crazy? This is why I try my best to act as normal and nice as possible to everybody.
Yeah,
right?
You're the best, bro. You're actually the best.
Jen, I appreciate that, bro. Because I remember I met Ty Dolla $ign. Yeah? This was in central London.
Horrible.
2016.
What happened? Go on, this is
I'm a big fan of him. I love Ty Dolla $ign, bro.
What happened?
So now I'm in central London. I'm walking, I think, one of the Capital Studios or something back in the day.
Yeah, the radio places.
So I'm literally seeing him and like two security guards walk. So I'm literally right next to the place. I was like, oh crap. So I've walked like a bit fast, more fast. And then I've opened the door that they're at now. I said, oh, Ty, can I get a picture, please, brother? That's all I've said now, yeah? And then as he's walking up the stairs, the guy at the concierge was like, do you know him? I don't know him, get rid of him. I said, I don't know him, get rid of him. I said,
but was it this one? Was it, I don't know him, get rid of him?
Yeah,
or was it,
yeah.
I don't know him, get rid of him?
Yeah, no, what you did. He's carrying on, I don't know him, get rid of him. I can't lie to
How
him,
did
brother.
You feel?
Well, I had my heart broke.
Oh.
Well, I'm out because it was like, I'm a big fan of you, bro. Like, I really loved your music. By the way, you're not seeing the way I'm using loved your. I don't listen no more, bro. That put me off him. And I generally, I swear on my life, bro. And that made me realize now, okay, cool. If I ever become famous, I'm never going to be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand not being able to. But if he just said to me, I appreciate that, bro. I'm in a rush, so I can't do that. I'll turn around and put on his tunes in my head. I can't believe I just met him. You get what I'm trying to say? But it's how you effing talk to people,
but
bro.
But then now, devil's advocate, earlier you said that you could be stressed out. God forbid, so, like someone could have passed.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm saying, how do you know that vibe? Because of the vibe.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
I understand, but I'm saying there's ways to let people down softly, bro. And that's what I always believe in. I would never tell someone to piss off.
Yeah, it could have been like, it's not right now, bro.
Not right now, brother. No problem, bro. I don't know him, get rid of him. And he's just kind of shooing man off like I'm a fly, broski. Mm. I can't lie to you, bro.
People are just different.
I felt horrible.
Yeah, people are different.
And so for me, I've always thought to myself, I don't care what level I get to. I'm going to try my best to just still be human. And another flip side of now, like a month later, I've met KSI. This is when I've been, he's the reason, one of the main reasons I started YouTube. I've always said that. It's never been a secret. I remember meeting him at Nando's and I knew, now knowing what I've done is, I would have hated it now, but he's eating his food. And I'm like, oh, brother, big fan. And I've spotted him now. And I've got nowhere to sit, so I've sat next to him, right? Oh. Which is, well, like, annoying. Now I've seen it. But, bro, he's still chatting to my norms, bro. This is big KSI fan. And I thought to myself again, that's what made me think, when I get big, I will never, ever be disrespectful because of how nice this guy is to me. Mm-hmm. And that made me love him even more.
Never met anyone in a public eye that deals with supporters and fans better than you. Facts.
Appreciate that,
yeah, bro.
And I
never,
think it's because of the past experience.
Yeah, never, bro. You're flipping phenomenal still. Love. You could be tired, depressed, bro. Still taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good. For me, it's like a thing where, bro, you could be from flipping Cornwall and you're in London for the weekend, and it's like you'll never see him again.
Yeah, that's when
it's like you've bought Man Essential, and it's like, bro, I love you so much, and I start laughing. The camera, let's get this picture, because I'm not really trying to just stand on the road for 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean? I would love to have conversations, but once you take that one picture, it turns to 55. You get it, because there's gonna be people waiting.
Some guy, I was taking pictures the other day at the charity match. Yeah. And it was all getting all hectic and that everyone was waiting in line. And this guy came up to me and I was thinking in my head, right, here we go, here's another one. And he just came up to me, I swear to God, he just shut me and he went, yo, bro, thank you for making music, bro. I swear to God.
I love those ones.
Thank you for making music, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, them ones are deep.
What? I was like, yeah, man, respect.
Them ones are deep. Look what I've done. Look what I'm going through. You not seeing what I'm going through? I've had to lift up the trackies. Yeah, the trainers have come off. H, I'm suffering.
Have you got tracking? We both got shorts on.
We ain't got no shorts in there for me, Chunks. No one ain't got shorts in the back.
What are you talking about, bro?
I'm a hot fam.
I want Nando's really bad now, right now. Yeah, I might just that.
Next step I'm doing in my boxes, just me and you. Quick, quietly, bro. This is my show. No one can tell me nothing, bro. I swear to God, that is the beauty of it. You see, once you're your own boss, no one can tell you nothing. Man show.
All right, cool, boom. Australia.
Man show.
What do you think of Australia?
Oh, my days.
Love it.
Did you see how we smiled at each other, man?
Right, because you remembered.
No, but we all remember.
Did he go red? He's lost his fucking mind.
Nah, love it.
Melbourne or Sydney?
Oh, bro, that's hard.
I haven't been to all the other ones.
That's hard because Sydney, I would recommend someone to go to Sydney, I think, as in.
More than Melbourne?
I think so. Remember, I'll do show one day off the day after and then go.
Really get to...
Like, I'm not there, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But I've had very good times at both places, to be fair. Sydney's like, obviously, Sydney's the capital, isn't it? That's like saying London or Manchester.
Is Sydney the capital or Canberra?
Nah, Sydney's the capital of Australia.
Oh, crazy. I think they're
lying.
They might have. Is it one of them ones where they have three?
Hey Siri, what's the capital of Australia?
Canberra.
Is it? I'm tripping, bro. Yeah, I'm tripping.
Yeah, Chunks is right still.
Canberra.
I'm tripping.
Chunks is right.
I've never been. I think Sydney used to be. Maybe, I don't know, but something.
Used to be? What? It just changes.
You can change, brother.
Oh, the day Birmingham becomes the capital of England, we're fucked. I know they can just change it halfway through.
It's possible.
You're lying.
But London's cemented. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, now London's cemented. But yeah, I feel like that's one of them questions. Sydney or Melbourne?
Yeah,
like
it's a tough
London
one.
I'm a Mellyweet, man.
Yeah, man said Mellyweet. Yeah. Don't move like you're established. Like,
nah,
come on,
bro. I've been there.
You've been out there like...
Three times.
Yeah,
man.
A couple of times. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They love me out there in Melbourne, man.
I'm going to Australia in November.
Yeah, you know who else is going in November? Let me say it, but yeah.
Oh my God. We're going as well. Yeah, if we don't, it depends, innit? Because if we get a job around that time, then probably no. But if we're all free, it's going to be a movie. What are you going for, tour?
I've got festivals.
I still remember when H FaceTimed me when I was in Australia. Oh, God. I don't know if I can say what was happening.
Yeah, no. Just...
Good time, though.
Yeah.
Good time. He said, when you get an eye? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Hold that.
Oh
yeah, nah, it's a sick place, you know.
Yeah, sick.
Do you know what? I'm not even.
Yeah, we slid out of that quick. Yeah, it's a sick place, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. but I will say though, I've not even done Australia properly.
Neither,
in the sense of like,
where you been?
I've never been to a beach in Australia.
I've never seen the animals.
Oh, Queensland.
Yeah, I've never seen a fucking kangaroo or nothing like that.
I've seen a kangaroo.
When?
Bait Squad, we were filming, remember? We were in the flipping jungle and shit, bro.
Hard.
I saw Ruse, Kangas.
Ruse, Kangas.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I've just done shows, dipped, but I've been like bare places, Gold Coast, Perth, Melbourne.
That must be Sydney.
Oh, how's Perth?
I love Perth.
I've heard about Perth, you know, I need to go Perth.
You know what? Perth's full of English people as well.
Probably why then.
See, I don't like that. I don't like going abroad and seeing bare English people.
No,
I
but
love
it's not like
the English people.
It's
but
not
you
like,
know what I mean? Like, I go away to.
To escape.
Like, I don't want the receptionist to understand English.
But they fucking speak Australia, English. It's Australia.
No, but you know what I mean, man. I'm just giving.
You think they speak Australian?
Oh, you not allow me. I'm just giving.
Kenya.
All right, go on. You're right, Philly, then sweet. Yeah.
I got. Can you just speak the Australian
you know what I'm
language?
Like,
what's the Australian language? Please just speak it.
You got a spare sleeping bag and a kangaroo. I just. I'll put the kids in the hallway. It's not a problem.
That's an accent. That's not a language.
What? Oh, I thought he's wanting me to do the accent.
Good accent, though. No, good accent.
Hear on.
No, well, that's horrible. No, I love
it. Let me hear on.
Shit. Come here.
That's not
it's,
bad.
It's a bit South African-y.
South African-y.
I've seen Chunks and Philly.
Oh! Ooh!
I've seen Chunks and Philly at Bondi Beach.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! He's woke up.
And it was great. I had an amazing time.
Yeah. He's wow. alright. It's not bad. But his thing goes into South Af yeah. and then comes back to us.
He goes Pretoria for yeah. a little second, then visits KP yeah, and yeah, flies yeah, up to Mellors.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go to South Africa. Yeah, so yeah. Have you been South Africa?
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. Oh, I want to go. Yeah, no, he hasn't. No one's been. You know, I've asked so many men that no one's like, I ain't. I'm trying to go Joburg and Cape Town. I've been telling the man that we're going to do it, but it's going to
I just heard one's dangerous.
Joburg.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
You know what you do? Driving on the mains, stick up. Rob man in a car, bro. I heard about that. Obviously, I'm
see
not
my
trying
face.
To...
Like, I don't like stuff like that.
No, but you see the way that the securities are securing. I'm having seven wizards around me like I'm Drake. Escalates.
Seven wizards.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he is.
No, I'm that guy. It's my favorite. No, but I'll be honest. I heard that because the head of the man went like chapel and that, I think all went or something.
And it was alright.
And they had all their chains, everything, bust down, everything. But they had security and they were calm.
Chapel's chains, mad.
Yeah, mental.
Oh, mental.
Oh, such a nice guy, man. Mm. Like Trapo a lot.
Yeah, I like Trapo.
But quickly,
you make a good song with him.
We've been, we've been trying to get him for a while, but it never works out.
I want to know quickly who's someone. Okay, what's a song that you have that has not been released yet that's your favorite, like or big collab, and what's a big collab you want to get in?
Whoa, bro, I've had loads. I've done a song with Lil Baby before.
Oh, you told me about this, but yeah, tell the people
before.
What?
Anyone could chat to me. Lil Baby jumped on a Taste remix. Yeah, and he got no auto-tune on his rapping. And he's like, first of all, I'm the biggest dripper ever. Secondly, you can never, ever reach my level. And he goes in.
So what happened?
Labels, paperwork?
Nah, do you know what? Not even. It was down, but I didn't get the verse till about, I can't remember, a good few months after the song. I remember it was early doors in my career then, and I didn't want to look like the type of guy that was just trying to fucking survive off that one song.
Oh, you're a char.
So, I know.
You're a char.
I regret it now, obviously, but...
Yeah.
But yeah. But you know, and you know what's really annoying, yeah?
I've got the file
on my phone.
I need that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't play.
I'm going to have to work it.
Do you?
I'm going to have to fix that, yeah.
Right, we'll get on that.
I'm going to have to fix that.
We'll get on that.
You just got to run it through the TPE systems, innit?
Just have to put it in the program and
then. Right, well, I'm sending you.
I was trying to do it. Just put it in the program system and always when you calibrate. I was just about to waffle.
Oh, okay.
You're not a clock.
Yeah, no.
Was it the TPE system?
No, TP is a real thing.
Yeah, but it's just nothing got to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And then, all right, cool. So,
what does TPE stand for?
Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram preference.
The powers.
Executive.
Absolute fucking waffle. You had it to a little baby.
I got
yeah. Love for the title though. And then H song with little baby out.
And then what's the second question you asked? Some good questions, Trunks.
Got someone that you wish you well, not wish, but someone that you really want to collab with. Can't say me.
Everyone's attainable, really.
Lizzo.
You want a tune with Lizzo?
Mm-hmm.
How's that gonna sound sonically, bro?
I can't hear it, you know.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
You haven't deeped me then, both of you.
I have deep chops.
You haven't.
I have, but
I could rap on anything.
I'm not
Lizzo
saying...
makes funky music that are literally like 100 BPM.
I know, shall I tell you why? Shall I tell you why? By the way, I've never listened to one Lizzo song in my life.
Yeah. Do you know why maybe?
That's why I don't know, yeah.
Mm. I just had someone else in my head then as well. I can't remember. Who did I just think of?
Hey, but Lizzo, no, look, like Lizzo's watching this.
I'm say, about
lost
Lizzo.
My whole mind.
You know you lost it.
I do it all the time, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Gordon Ramsay, if you're watching this, next week you're free, let us know. Wallahi, we need you on the Padin.
He's not watching this. He's not
what?
Watching.
You think I didn't ask him already?
What did he say? Piss off.
Well, he loves me, you know.
Fuck off. He said.
I don't need to lie to the man. That's my dog, man.
Raw, let me see.
That's my dog, man. Don't read some stupidness out.
Philly.
He's going to make something up. Watch. I know you too well, bro. Gordon, you know.
Man, like God.
Go on. What's the second one?
I got bear tunes, sick tunes. I got a sick tune with Jack Harlow. That's not out.
Hard.
Oh, cold.
I got a sick tune with James Arthur.
Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, we like James.
It was just recently.
I like James a lot, you know.
Yeah, I got a sick tune with him.
Such a nice brother, man.
Sick voice. I got a bad boy tune with Tom Grennan.
Hard. Chunks loves him.
Bad
Chunks
boy
put me
tune.
Onto his music the other day, brought me.
Trying to think of rappers, obviously Bear ones with AJ Tracer. Bro.
Who's the most famous person in your contacts?
Oh.
Mine's obviously Gordon. Yours? We know Chunks is, because they're best mates and they chill in each other's houses.
I'll change.
Yeah, that's mental. This still blows my mind. I get it. He's your mate. That's crazy.
Do you know one time P. Diddy messaged me.
Mental!
And then he sent me a number to text because he invited me to some fucking event.
Yeah, because you know,
so you can promote one of his bottles or something, innit?
Probably.
That's how this thing works, bro.
Jack Harlow's
half of these relationships ain't even like. Hmm?
Jack Harlow's quite big, isn't he? Jack might be.
Quite big. He's fucking humongous, bro. That's a big one.
I can't think.
You want to give me his number?
I think I got Rooney's number.
Yeah, same. Weird one.
Yeah, I got Rooney's number.
Yours is probably Chunks.
What?
Like, his one could probably be you.
No, Jack Harlow's.
What? Your social presence is mad, bro.
Waza.
Mental.
Waza.
So, yeah, I got Ronaldo's thing.
Us.
Lost my whole soul for 2 seconds.
Check this. Contacts that you can't read out. Don't ask me why that's like that.
Wait, who's that?
Don't know.
Wait, that... You see, if I was in public...
You think someone's filming you?
Nah, bro. Man's anxiety is so mental, bro. That's not right, bro, that we're like that, you know? That's not right. Would you think the same? Or am I going mad here, boys?
What do you mean?
Like, I've seen some mad ones.
I remember that one. The rest of the where were we?
Me, you, and Darkus was making some up.
Yeah. No. I'm saying there was someone that was coming. And they pretend like they were coming to the restaurant. They was doing this.
Oh my god, bro! Mental. What, you still filming now?
Yeah.
Mental. Mental. Yeah. We went to go eat some Somali food the other day.
Oh yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and this woman's walked into an absolute dead. Like, there's. Where we're sat, there's nothing else there but our table. She's come up all the way to us and gone like that and gone.
Pretend like she's looking for something else.
But it's just got to the point, at first they used to draw it out, you know, bro. And I just stopped, bro. I just have to accept who I am.
Here's a good story for you, before we finish, yeah. So go one on, we'll time, this was a few years ago. I have actually said this story on stage.
Nice.
That leads into a song, right? But this was years ago in Manchester. I seen this girl walk into like the place where I was at. I was like, oh yeah, she's nice, whatever, cool. Ended up sitting with her and her friends. What's going on? What's your name? She told me her name, whatever. And then she said to me, what's your name? So I was like, okay. Yeah.
Definitely no.
Right? Yeah. But I was like, yeah, my name's Harrison. Yeah, man, boom, hit it with a Harrison. Madness, yeah? So, boom, whatever. And then through the night and that, it was like, I started getting convinced that she really didn't know who I was. You know what I mean? She was like, so what do you do then? Da-da-da-da. She was a bit older than me and that. I was like, oh, yeah, she must just be living under a rock right now or something. Sweet. Boom, boom, boom. Went to another bar at the night time. You know 20 Stories in Manchester?
Yeah,
next
yeah,
to the
yeah.
other, was in 20 Stories. Sat at the top and shit, yeah? Boom, boom, boom. I said, so what? You're going to let me get your Instagram or what? She's like, yeah. Give me the Instagram. Then I've clicked message. Yeah?
Done.
Right?
Oh,
she's been messaging me since fucking 2018. Have you got any more tickets for your show? They're all sold out. You're sexy.
What do you get from
her? In her defense, I'm going to defend her quickly, yeah? In her defense, it's like, how is she meant to stand out if there's so many girls throwing herself at her? Yes, it was a shit move because the truth come out in the end.
She fell out. I didn't even get to the end. So I've
that's not like, even a story.
So I've gone like this. I've gone...
Why would you do that to her?
I'm showing her mates. Like, she's grabbed my phone. She's tried running off. We're in this like gazebo thing. Yeah, on my mum's life, she's run, fell over the gazebo, ended up on her back, legs in the air, everything like that. She can't lie, she wanted to die. Then she ran to the toilet and didn't come out of the toilet for about an hour.
Stinker.
She had a stinker.
I hear what she was trying to do. But it was wrong of you because you lied. And with that being said, this is the end of the ep. I just want to say thank you so much, brother.
Hey, Talini.
Seriously, bro, it's an absolute pleasure. We spoke of madness, spoke deep stuff, spoke.
You know what I'm saying, though? Quickly, sips.
Yeah, grab that.
Make sure you're sipping it, right?
Bear different flavors for the ravers.
What? They got peach, lemon, lime, and what? Terror.
Yeah, strawberry.
It was out yet.
And that should be the slogan.
When's this coming
out? Bear different flavors for the ravers. Mental.
But then all of a sudden you limit all your drink to only ravers.
No,
that's why you don't do marketing. But anyway, guys, we want to say thank you so much for H for coming down.
Thank you,
boys. He came down all the way from Manchester just for this, and he's going to go back after this. Incredible, man.
Yeah.
Love you, H.
Definitely didn't. He was here for like 3 days. But guys, thank
like,
you so
comment,
much.
Subscribe. And yeah.
And I want to say the last word. Okay, bye.
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 Bye. It did end, and now it's just come back now.
Yeah.
Like, yo, shit, what's happening?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to sign out now.
Yeah.
Yeah? Philly's a...
Yes.
Yeah? Peace.
Well, well done, man. He's got his marketing for the week. See you later, mate, yeah?
Yeah,
have
man.
A good one. Enjoy the rest of the week.
See you next year.